From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. troops on the ground in Libya. The U.S. Defense Department acknowledged Wednesday that U.S. military forces are on the ground in Libya looking for potential partners in what could soon be an expanded campaign against Islamic State. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
We are extremely worried about the metastasis of ISIL to other locations, Libya being just one of those locations. We continue to monitor the situation there, continue to work very closely with our coalition partners, with others in the region who have similar concerns about the situation in Libya. And I think it's fair to say that we're closely monitoring the situation, as Chairman Dunford has indicated, working with those partners, and also continuing to have conversations with people on the ground as to exactly what's happening there and the threat that ISIL poses to the United States and others.
Cook described the U.S. contingent as small, adding they were in Libya at the concurrence of Libyan officials. While not the biggest force in Libya, IS has been growing stronger in recent months, cementing its hold on the city of Sirte and surrounding areas. A U.S. official familiar with the intelligence recently told VOA about 500 key IS officials and fighters who left Syria and Iraq during the past several weeks of last year moved to Libya in what appeared to be a calculated move. Western officials estimate IS may now have as many as 5,000 fighters in Libya. Suicide bombers Wednesday killed at least 12 and wounded 30 others in Chibok, the northern Nigerian town where Boko Haram kidnapped hundreds of schoolgirls nearly 2 years ago. Witnesses say a bomber detonated explosives at a checkpoint where people were being searched. At least two others blew themselves up in the town's market. There's no immediate claim of responsibility, but the attack bore the hallmarks of Boko Haram, which often targets public gathering spots. This is VOA News. The United States is urging all parties invited to this week's Syrian peace talks in Geneva to show up without precondition. It follows the dispatch of invitations Tuesday by UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to various opposition groups ahead of the scheduled Friday launch of the latest international effort to achieve a political transition in Syria. Mark Toner is a U.S. State Department spokesman.
We've encouraged the Syrian opposition's High Negotiations Committee to respond positively to Special Envoy de Mistura's invitation. As you know, Secretary Kerry met last week weekend in Riyadh with the HNC to express our focus on the need for a political transition, a ceasefire, and a need to implement confidence-building measures, including immediate humanitarian access to many of these hard-to-reach areas in Syria.
The talks on a ceasefire and setting up a transitional government are to get underway in Geneva. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta Wednesday led a memorial service for the soldiers killed while on peacekeeping duty in Somalia. Al-Shabaab Islamist militants claim to have killed 100 soldiers in a January 15 attack on an army base in southern Somalia. Mr. Kenyatta vowed to keep the country's commitment as part of the African Union force fighting the militants in Somalia.
This is not the time to waver or to listen to the voices of defeat and despair. This is the time for the people and the government of Somalia to choose peace and progress over violence, hatred, and stagnation.
The service was also attended by Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed and Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is in France, the first official visit of an Iranian leader there since 1999. He flew in from Italy, where he closed business deals worth $18.5 billion. The visits come after the sanctions were lifted from the Islamic Republic as part of a nuclear agreement. The International Criminal Court prosecutor is vowing to leave no stone unturned as the trial of former Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo, who faces charges of crimes against humanity, gets underway Thursday. Fatou Bensouda spoke Wednesday. Gbagbo faces charges related to post-2010 election violence that left some 3,000 dead. He refused to give up his post even after being defeated by the incumbent, Alassane Ouattara. Asian markets are little changed in Thursday trading, but oil, which gained Wednesday, was lower in Asia trading between $32 and $33 a barrel. U.S. stocks fell Wednesday after the U.S. Central Bank, known as the Federal Reserve, announced it would not raise a key interest rate. The Fed statement said the stock markets have been too turbulent across the world. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.